Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk.
Op die lijn is Enoch Godangwana, die minister van Finansies. Minister, thank you so much for your time. It's evident that the parties within the Government of National Unity could not come to an agreement about the budget before you tabled it in Parliament today. Several parties said they would not support this budget in Parliament in its current form. So where does that leave the budget? Where does it leave National Treasury?
When you say several parties, which ones are you referring to?
The DA most definitely.
Yeah, no. But there's eight other parties other than those two in the GNU who, to my understanding, were part of the GNU support the budget.
But would you be able to garner support to get it passed in Parliament without those parties?
It's a matter which we're going to work on as a party, and the leadership of the party, which is not me, is working with the relevant political parties to make sure that the budget gets passed in Parliament.
One thing that stood out for me, obviously, was the reduction in the proposed increase in the VAT rate from 2 full percentage points to 0.5 percentage point this year and another 0.5 next year. And another announcement was that the tax brackets would not be amended to allow for fiscal drag. And that is actually a significant tax hike for payers of income tax. That wasn't part of the first iteration of the budget. Why did you introduce it now?
It's because if I'm reducing the VAT, I needed another source of revenue to complement the 0.5%. And the easiest one was the not relief on the income tax side.
I haven't read the budget documentation yet, but I haven't seen any major announcements of spending cuts. Are there any significant spending cuts to show that there is austerity from government's perspective?
There are no spending cuts in this budget at all. We have been the budget cuts for a number of years, and they have not achieved the desired outcome. We have not achieved fiscal consolidation. Instead, these budget cuts have had an increase in debt to GDP ratios. So we have taken a different strategy this time, and that strategy is to go over to the revenue side of the equation and increase revenue and achieve both two objectives of able to fund the developmental objectives and at the same time achieve debt reduction.
So no spending cuts because it didn't work in the past, and rather increase revenue. But, you know, we're sitting with a tax base that is paying a significant amount of tax, and the tax money would be a lot better spent within the economy, surely, than going to government. Shouldn't there not be a much bigger focus on austerity, and why previous budget cuts hasn't worked?
I mean, the problem is that there's this notion that you can have endless cuts which are self-defeating, and you end up reducing the very thing you want to utilize, a government investment in infrastructure. If you look at this budget, we're investing over R3 trillion over the medium term, which the investment on infrastructure is going the 8.1% over the medium term. So part of that is a growth-enhancing budget.
I just want to come back, but, you know, many taxpayers would say, listen, our money is being wasted within government. And if government doesn't even want to save money and trying to improve the fiscal deficit through austerity, you know, why should taxpayers pay the burden or bear the burden?
I mean, the point is, over the years, we've attempted not to increase taxes. You'll recall even in 2022, I decreased the company tax by 1 percentage point. So for a while, we've not been increasing taxes, but we've reached a stage where it has become important to look on the revenue side of the things.
I'm sure you're aware of the Laffer curve. It shows the relationship between tax rates and tax collection. And there's a lot of views, especially from the Commissioner of SARS, Edward Kiesvetter, that South Africa is right at the top of a Laffer curve where higher tax rates would not necessarily generate higher tax revenue. Where do you believe South Africa is on the Laffer curve?
Look, we're doing a number of strategies. For instance, what you're not referring to is that we are also increasing the budget for SARS in order to increase more spending on the compliance SARS modernization and so on, and to raise revenue. That's why we are saying if those, if those measures succeed, we'll not even implement the 0.5% in the next financial year.
But sir, where do you think South Africa is on the Laffer curve?
Okay, it's an analysis that the people need to do, but I think there's still a gap in my view. We've done an analysis of what would it take if we were to put these increases, where will they take us to? Mind you, we have not increased the tax rate in terms of income tax. All we have done is not to provide tax relief. So the rate remains the same.
Yeah, but it also applies for VAT, surely?
Yeah, right. I mean, 0.5% on VAT, surely, I mean, which provided a small amount of about 14 billion rand. I don't think that is likely to have a serious impact on the economy.
Edward Kieswetter, the commissioner, has said if he has more resources, he could collect hundreds of billions of additional tax revenue. There has been an allocation made, additional allocation made to SARS. Has that been incorporated into the revenue target for SARS, an additional, let's call it a productivity target?
There will be a productivity target which we're working on with SARS. We've provided them with additional revenue now. In fact, the numbers were agreed between ourselves. We asked them the question, SARS, how much would you collect? And how much funding do you want for that? And we worked on the model with them and agreed on how much we were going to give them over the medium term. And they are working on those numbers they are likely to generate on the revenue side.
Minister, just lastly, I just want to come back to your comments that you say that the spending cuts in the past hasn't worked and that there's a new focus now on increasing revenue to fulfill the mandate of the state. Is this a policy decision taken by the cabinet? Because that's a major deviation from previous strategies. Where does that come from?
I'm not saying it has not worked. It has. But parallel to spending cuts, we've been having increased expenditure priorities. So the effect of it is that expenditure cuts has simply not made an impact on both the debt to GDP ratio and, in fact, undermining the provision of social services for the poor.
But who took that decision to rather focus on the revenue side than on the austerity programs?
I take the responsibility for that decision.
What do you think will happen next year? Do you think we will sit in a situation next year where we would may face another tax hikes because of budget processes not generating the results that we hope they would generate or achieve?
I can assure you this probably for the next 5 years is the last controversial budget. Moving forward, I think we will have achieved the objectives, and the revenue streams that we're likely to generate will make it very easy for us to move to construct the budget moving forward.
I think the whole country would love not uncontroversial budgets, but we'll speak next year again. Thank you, sir. Dit was dan Enoch Godangwana, die minister van finansies.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.